And now to the grim reality of war. In Iraq last month, insurgents killed a Kansas man. He was known to his friends and family as a comedian. The explosion that took the life of National Guardsman David Barry almost killed his best friend as well. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports.
A couple hundred members of the Patriot Guard motorcycle group, a staple at military funerals in Kansas these days, line a long straight driveway to where two sharp white steeples jab the blue skies on the outskirts of Wichita. Every biker is dressed from head to toe in black leather. Most hold big American flags straight up, flapping in the stiff north wind. Hundreds of people have come here today to pay tribute to Kansas Army National Guard Staff Sergeant David Barry.
Amazing grace.
At the service, Pastor Bruce Hayes, quoting a family friend, describes a seemingly shy 37-year-old, when crazy about his wife, his stepkids, and their children, a guy who loved to have fun and found it everywhere, but one who was embarrassed by his own crooked smile.
That Dave was a wonderful, sweet, loving, caring, silly, quiet man.
Though Dave Barry was always reluctant to talk to strangers, he was plenty bold when it came time to rescue one. 4 years ago, he pulled an unconscious man from a flaming pickup truck, wrecked on a remote stretch of highway near here. Kingman County Sheriff's Deputy David Hillman was the first officer on the scene.
I believe if Sergeant Barry didn't pull up, that he'd most likely burn to death.
Barry won the Soldier's Medal for saving the man's life. Barry's life was taken late one night last month near Baghdad.
They hit him with an IED. It was command detonated, we suspect.
Colonel Joe Wheeler, Kansas National Guard Chief of Staff, says the blast that killed Barry critically wounded several other guardsmen, including Barry's lifelong best friend, Jared Hayes. Hayes is recovering from serious neck and head injuries at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. But Wheeler says a recent visit found the battered soldier in high spirits.
And the first thing he did when the governor walked in the room is he tried to sit up at attention and salute with two broken arms. That's the kind of man he was.
After Sergeant Barry's memorial service, members of the Patriot Guard escort the body 30 miles across the flat, open countryside, past clumps of people waving flags in the frigid breeze, to a broken-down speck of a town and onto the family's burial plot. After the military burial, a few guys who worked with Dave Barry and Jared Hayes, casting suspension parts for Humvees at a small-town foundry, hang around the cemetery to swap stories. Jeff Rice says they were good fellas to share sweat with.
Oh, they're just goofballs, and they were goofballs together.
Cameron Topinka, who's wearing a loud, cartoonish tie and a ponytail, stands out a little here. He says he's known Barry and Hayes since the two were high school juniors and signed up together for the National Guard. He says both of them were major horseplay instigators at work.
That was a big no-no, but hey, when nobody's looking, that was the thing. Tearing up at work. When it'd be time to clean up after work and stuff, it'd be all-star wrestling.
While Dave Barry's death will drain a bit of the levity from these windswept plains, his friends and family are grateful that his best friend Jared Hayes appears to be mounting a recovery. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.
Stay with us. Day-to-day continues.